producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. We have been all over the board this evening, from the Greek election to colonization around the world.
I think at one time or another, we forgot that there even was a board. We were so off base of it.
That far. So, yeah, you can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind on this live edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
Daryl.
Ridley.
Let's go right to the phones. It's Robert calling in from Montana, listening on LRN.FM. That's the Liberty Radio Network, LRN.FM. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going this evening, gentlemen?
All's well. What's on your mind?
Hey, well, you know, I was just watching this Free King project on YouTube, and I've been probably paying more attention to the police state than I probably should have been. And I noticed that, you know, there's all this oppression in all these big cities, and why don't people just move to Montana? I mean, we outnumber the cops. I mean, we've got a million people in Montana, and we probably got, you know, maybe 1,000 cops. There's lots of free land.
You try doing the things that Derek J. Freeman did here. You're going to lose track of his actual names. But Derek, the victimless crimes free guy, try doing the things that he did here in Montana, and you know, see if that goes any better for you in Montana than it's gone here.
Yeah, New Hampshire's is currently rated in the top 5 freest states in the union, and Montana's number 12. You'd be taking a step backwards as far as human freedom goes. I mean, the reason that there are arrests and stuff going on in Free Keene is that, well, for one, they start off wanting to get arrested. You know, like they go out and create the issue, whatever that issue might be. But when you attempt to shrink the size of government in Bismarck, you're going to have the same problem, except that you have to drive 9 hours to get there and then 9 hours to get back, whereas New Hampshire is significantly smaller, and we already have 4,400 people in state, if you count Friends of the Free State Project signers. I mean, you know, we've already exported plenty of your activists here.
So I guess the real question is, are you trying to find people that want to bring about social change and change the laws that are controlling them, or are you trying to find people that want to live in the middle of nowhere and not really have a lot of human interaction, and they don't really care what any of the laws are, and they don't care, you know, because they just live so far away that the cops aren't going to care what they have on their property?
No, not at all. I mean, I practice civil disobedience every time I talk to a cop. I mean, I'm not trying to be rude, but I hate cops. There's a few good ones. I'm not saying they're all bad, but there's a few good ones. So I just, yeah, every time I speak to a police officer, I practice my rights. I think that it's kind of like the Trojan horse thing. You know, I mean, there's so many more people to butt your head against. So why not just try to take the easier course, you know, the course of least resistance, and find a way to change the laws. I mean, Montana has its own constitution, and you know,
every state does,
right? Montana's is written differently, though, and I can't say why.
Okay. there's a lot to learn from Montana. I won't deny that, and from the way the laws are set up.
And Montana was one of the states up for consideration during the vote for what state and the Free State Project.
But it wasn't even close.
That's the problem. It didn't do very well. It didn't do very well at promoting itself, and it would have if there were a lot of freedom lovers there who were active. The New Hampshireites were actually already active and organized enough to
organized to bring us here. I mean,
thankful for that. Can you imagine if you moved to Montana and you've got? I mean, the thing is, the thing's almost the distance from the East Coast to the Mississippi. It is huge as far as width goes. I mean, it's a tremendously large place. And if you have to go to Bismarck to testify on a bill, if I've got to go testify on a bill,
Helena,
I'm sorry,
Bismarck's North Dakota.
Excuse me.
Right.
I'm doing the best I can here. Helena, if the farthest I am from Concord in New Hampshire is maybe a 3-hour drive, and that's if you live in the backwoods above the notches on the Canadian border. Most people, the vast majority of people, within an hour drive of Concord, so the smaller size of New Hampshire makes it already, and the deep water port, make it already a better choice. Plus the fact there's no seatbelt laws, there's no sales tax, there's no income tax.
No helmet laws.
There's a variety of reasons why.
They have a sales and income tax.
It's a better choice,
don't they?
Ahead of time.
Right. No, we don't have we have no helmet laws, but we do have seatbelt laws and all sorts of other stupid crap. But you know, one of the things that is really nice is it doesn't require me to have an FFL to manufacture my own firearms. I can buy blank the AR-15 lowers for $50, machine it myself, and I can turn out an AR-15 in, you know, about 8 hours. And that's totally 100% legal. Nobody gives a crap.
As long as the firearm never crosses the border out of Montana.
Correct. Yes, sir. Right. It does require me to have an FFL to ship it to another FFL holder, but an FFL is not just a class one FFL. It's pretty easy to get in Montana. They don't. I mean, I know it's still a federal bunch of crap, but the process is easier, I think, for Montana because we don't have so many people applying.
Yeah, New Hampshire isn't the greatest in the United States on gun laws, but it is in the top 10 as far as gun laws go, and it has all the other things. It's an aggregate that makes it one of the freest places, frankly, in the world.
And that is systemic. It's not a result of the fact that people haven't gotten here yet. That's why Wyoming has freedom. There's no people there yet.
Right. New Hampshire was number one on the freedom of the 50 states before the Free State Project picked it.
There's been plenty of time for people to overrun New Hampshire. My ancestors came to New Hampshire in 1640. So there's been plenty of time for people to overrun it, and they've never done it because it has a good system and it's the right size.
Right, right.
That's the reason we pick it.
And you know, it's a beautiful place, too. I've been there a couple times.
Every place is beautiful, though. I mean, Montana is beautiful. I remember driving there and going 95 miles an hour because I could. And, you know, I mean, they're all beautiful. It's for me, I didn't move here for the beauty. I certainly didn't leave Sarasota, Florida to move up to New England for the beauty. I came here to work with other people who had ideas like mine because I figured once we were together, we would be far more effective than we were when we were apart. And right. There have been a lot of ideas to get people to move to this place or that place. Those ideas have pretty much, to an organization, petered out. There really aren't any others in competition with the Free State Project, at least not fiercely.
You're not counting Liberland, though. Liberland's pretty effective.
Yeah, Liberland. Well, Liberland's new. How long is Liberland going to make it?
I
don't know.
I was not listening very close enough.
You go to my Move Here Project. You go to the Facebook page. It's called The Move Here Project. And you can look at chronologically these things. There are dozens of ideas of let's get people to move here, let's get them to move there. They never work. The Free State Project is the only one that's worked so far. And if liberty is important to you, this is it. FreeStateProject.org. Go and sign up.
I would contend that Liberland has not been a successful Move Here project because everybody who's attempted to move there has gotten arrested attempting to move there.
Well, you can't blame them for what the government does.
Right.
Well, Robert?
Well, one more quick point, and then I'll let you guys go. I know you have a lot of people that like to talk to you.
Quickly.
You know, I've been listening to you since 2009, I believe, I see your movement. You know, it's been slowly getting hold. But I think our biggest problem, bar none, is just the sheeple. You know, it's just the people that want to drive around in their Escalades and ignore everything that's going on around us, and you know, ignore the police brutality and the inability. I mean, like when you guys even try.
It's a challenge. There's no doubt about it, Robert. I do appreciate the call. Thank you. 855-450-3733. Do you think there's a better way to get from here to Liberty than the Free State Project? I'd love to hear it. 855-450-3733. Don't tell me to move to another state.
Money, power, and respect are all yours at CreditSuccessSecretsRevealed.com. Be seen as an industry leader. You can do it. The last application you filled out when it was time to hit submit, did your nerves spike? You didn't get the approval you seek. But there's a better way. We teach you exactly what to place into the right systems the right way the first time so you get approved. Get up to $100,000 in instant business credit. Many people will get cash on the spot. Use those two tools in your new corporate credit engine so you can walk into the bank and get your project funded today. It's all about today at CreditSuccessSecretsRevealed.com. Credit Success Secrets Revealed is explosive and ignites instant results. Dial 1-800-707-8719. That's 1-800-707-8719. 1-800-707-8719. Or just go to CreditSuccessSecretsRevealed.com.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from Retail Me Not right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the Retail Me Not app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
So I found out the other day that at GunsAV.com, a lot of people don't get the Ghost AR-15 rifle kits because they're afraid that they won't be able to do the machining work required to drill out and make ready the lower. Well, listen, guys, gals, I am not that good of a machinist, I promise you. But I was able to take a drill press with an XY table and knock this out in about 45 minutes, and in all honesty, mine looks really good. Go get yours. Don't be afraid. It's easy. GunsAV.com. Go to GunsAV.com now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can call. call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. We were just discussing the Free State Project and your ideas for getting from here to, I don't know, more liberty and how we might do it. Because I'd love to know. I want to know something easier than what I've been doing. That would be really awesome. 855-450-3733. Yep, you've got to define liberty the same as I do, and that means that you can do what you want so long as you don't harm someone else or, you know, break their property or whatever it is.
I would say you don't cause unjust harm to someone else.
Fine.
Because if, and let me explain why. Because if you just say you can't harm someone else, then that would basically mean that consensual combat would be illegal.
Yeah, because that's what I'm worried about. I'm worried about the dueling demographic. You know, all those people out there that want to be able to legally duel rather than going out of no parking lot and just bashing each other's face in.
I'm not talking about dueling. Like, mixed martial arts fighting is two people that are entering consensual combat. One of them will wind up being harmed. Possibly both of them will be harmed.
You apparently haven't done much fighting because they both get harmed.
I've seen fights that lasted 14 seconds where the one person never got touched.
It's rare. 855-450-3733. Let's go to, well, just one second. I want to tell you about, I'm heading to Vegas. At the end of October, that's the 29th and 30th, for the Bitcoin Investor Conference. There's going to be lots of speakers there. One's more more informed than I am. I'll just be doing Free Talk Live. It's our first live remote in Las Vegas. So if you want to come out and see that, it'll be at the beautiful D Hotel in Las Vegas. Get your tickets at BitcoinInvestor.com. These really are low-cost tickets. They're not costly. BitcoinInvestor.com will have great speakers like Dr. Stephanie Murphy, Bitcoin Bell, Joseph von Perling, Stephen Michaels is putting it on, Tone Vase always puts on a great presentation. BitcoinInvestor.com, October 29th and 30th at the D Hotel in Las Vegas. Free Talk Live will be live there. Let's go to John calling in from Nevada. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. I think you've been using the word racist in an unfair way with regard to Cantwell, because you give a dictionary definition that is value-free. But in everyday usage, nobody ever uses the word racist in a value-free sense. It's always,
agreed.
You're always making a moral judgment on someone who you call a racist. Now, you're talking about certain statements he makes and saying, well, they're racist because they meet this objective definition.
Yes.
But if he's right that there are group differences between whites and blacks, then there's nothing wrong with racism in that sense.
Well, hold on. I don't think that that's necessarily true, because racism, as it's lobbed around in sort of everyday usage, is much more of an emotional thing. And saying that black people are somehow genetically inferior in the area of intelligence is not a valueless conversation. That is a conversation that has a great deal of sort of value. It is loaded, as it were, and it is a hand grenade that the pin has been pulled on. Whether that is true or not, I find that to be a valueless conversation, but the statement itself is not valueless.
But there's nothing immoral about being a racist.
No.
If what you're saying is correct, is there?
I wouldn't say that it's immoral. No, I would say that that Free Talk Live has no interest in forging off in this direction of finding this land of truth that nobody wants to live in.
You know, nobody's disputing your business decision. You know, I made that clear yesterday.
Yes.
Cantwell made it.
Well, I think some people actually are.
I mean, you're not getting the emails I'm getting, pal.
Well, okay. But what I'm saying is, you know, when you use the word racist, it gives a moral condemnation.
Well, how do I describe a racist conversation without using the term racist in order to point out that the reason that I sort of made the decision I made was because that we would be viewed in this way? I mean, the reason that I chose to do what I did is you're absolutely right. If Cantwell was talking about, the difference between, say, bonobos and chimpanzees and trying to discern which one was more capable of, using tools or something, it would not have been an issue. It wouldn't have been. This is a loaded conversation, and that's why it became an issue in the first place. We wouldn't even be talking about it otherwise.
But just because you take Cantwell off the show doesn't mean that today you have to smear him with moral connotations that he may or may not deserve.
I wish I knew how to make these, how to talk about this without smearing Cantwell. For God's sakes, I've never been so sad about a decision I've had to make up to this point. I feel terrible, but I feel like he made a self-destructive move and forced our hand.
Well, here's a better definition of the word racism.
Okay.
The definition I use, a racism is an irrational bias based on race. So if I say that blacks get sickle cell anemia, with greater frequency than whites.
Does greater frequency?
Is that saying that whites are superior to blacks?
I don't think it does, no. But sickle cell anemia is pretty rare generally. Intelligence is something that everyone has on some level.
Well, that's
on some level. I mean, even if you have a below average intelligence, we still call it intelligence. And so that point where we're talking about go ahead.
Well, strength is pretty important. So if I say that men are stronger in general than women, does that count as me saying men are superior to women?
I think it does,
yeah.
And it will often make
it's technically sexist.
It will often, it's certainly a sexist statement from a technical
really
standpoint. But it's obvious, all I would propose at that point is that if you have a business and you have to, you have to decide between male and female employees, and strength is an issue, there should be a strength test.
So it doesn't deserve moral condemnation to say men are stronger than women if it's true.
I don't think it deserves it, no.
Yeah. Well, that's
so if you've got evidence that you think one race is stupider generally than another and you put it out there, I mean, that's the chips fall where they fall.
It ain't going to be good for you.
You know, you're not going to be popular, but
this is reality.
True,
this is reality, I mean, I live in the real world and I'm on real world radio stations. It's not the internet where these are intellectual conversations.
Yeah, okay. Well, all I'm saying is by using more fair words, you could be more fair to the people you're discussing.
So what was the fair word I'm supposed to use?
Well, I'm saying, you don't have to call someone racist if you're not sure what they're saying is rational or not.
Okay, so don't use the term racist if it doesn't have to do with a rational claim. All right.
But there are some people that will say the most...
Can I say racially insensitive?
Oh, that might be true, sure.
Okay.
I've heard people say the most absurd things ever, and then they come up with, well, there was a study that was done this one time.
There's always a study.
And so, therefore, that proves what I'm saying, so it's not irrational because there was this study.
But we use studies all the time on Free Talk Live. I feel like we use the right studies, though. That's the difficulty here. John, I do appreciate the call. Thanks. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts, Free Talk Live, or you can call us on Skype, lrn.fm.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Turn on the news, and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. The Chris Cantwell conversation continues. For those of you who don't know, Christopher Cantwell was a host, co-host here on Free Talk Live, and he has Ian has asked him to. Well, actually, he quit after it looked like Ian was going to ask him to step down. And it was basically over some, let's call them racially insensitive comments.
Intentionally politically incorrect for the sake of being politically incorrect.
I don't know what the sake, you're ascribing motive, and I don't propose to know what the motive is. But people are calling in on it, and folks want to talk about it. He's a very popular figure. If you want to see why, you can go to ChristopherCantwell.com. Prepare to be offended. Let's go to Socrates calling in here on Skype. You can too. Our username is lrn.fm. Socrates, you're on Free Talk Live.
Am I coming in clear today, guys?
Yeah, you look sound good.
All right. Yeah, I just wanted to clear the air on this, since we're going into this topic on race and it's such a sensitive issue. What should be centrally addressed, which doesn't seem to be addressed at all, is what exactly do we define as race?
And it's very difficult to figure out what is race, because we're told, even, you know, I was just recently at, I think it was the Museum of Natural History in Washington, D.C. We were heading through. My son wanted to see it, and you better believe we're going to go. And he, you know, they've got a whole area there on race, and they say that race is a social construct.
Well, in essence, I wouldn't say that's too far from the truth, because if you do ask somebody, well, it's white and black, right? They'll say it's some sort of shade of your skin pigmentation that classifies you from race A to race B. So I ask you, if we do accept that premise as being true to separate one race from another, to be able to measure it in some fashion, at what shade does my melanin, my skin, change me from a white person to a black person?
Yeah.
And that's a serious question.
Yeah, sure. Or what about an Indian, right? When you're talking about the subcontinent of India, those folks, oftentimes they can be, as dark as or as light in different cases. And, I mean, that doesn't make them black or anything like that, right? I mean,
no,
it's not color.
You're right. It's just offensive to me that most people define themselves as being one race or another.
And if you tune into the cam at cam.freetalklive.com, you will see that I am darker than Ridley and Daryl here. And it's got to be ethnicity on my part. It doesn't have to do with me getting a tan.
When right. I lived in Alabama, they actually have voter registration by race, not by political party. And do you want to know how I registered to vote when I moved back to Alabama in 2006?
How?
Human.
Okay. Go on, Socrates.
Well, like on that same concept, when they ask you on that, if you ever do an employment application, they ask you to select your race. So I always select every single one because I don't understand how they define them. Right?
I mean, I don't select any of them.
The idiocy is, how do you I can't define myself as one race or the other because I have ancient relatives going back to every continent on the United States. I mean, the United States and the entire planet of the Earth. And so does almost every other person that's born in this planet. You have most African Americans that call sure. themselves, quote unquote, African Americans are less than 20% African on average. You look at somebody like, you look at somebody that, you know, one of the famous, I can't think of the guy's name, but he thought he was, you know, 95% black and 5% Native American. It turns out most of his ancestors came back 80, 90% Western European, 10% African, and no one Native Americans. This is what, and the thing is, how at what point do all these mixes make some sort of measurable outcome and a difference? How is, at least this can't be measured scientifically because there's no distinct, clear definitions that separates one race from another.
I question your numbers as far as
I threw that number.
Say the BS word on the radio. Sorry about that, Socrates.
Now, going back to
people talk like that in real life, you know, and then that's just how that is. But you know, you can't say BS on the radio.
Going back to race, I think Charles Darwin came up with a list of like 57 different races, and he listed them in order of what he felt was their superiority to inferiority, and at the bottom of his list was Irish.
Yes.
Yeah, because he's Charles Darwin.
Yeah, consider that, is that a century ago, people really had, you know, English people who were basically those that were in charge in both England and the United States, they had a real thing out for the Irish, and the Irish were considered to be some kind of lesser race.
Yeah,
didn't have
they were considered a lesser race because they were good at killing British.
And that's what it ultimately came down to, is that the Irish couldn't be tamed properly, and that's that. So I don't know what racial components are going to look like.
Michael Collins is probably the most guerrilla fighter ever to set foot on the planet.
I don't know what things are going to look like in 100 years. I sincerely not hope we're not having the same old conversations because everybody needs to move past it. I don't mean white people. I mean everybody needs to move past this.
The conversations that you, Mark, will be having in 100 years is over the superiority of transhumanists with robot bodies and the inferiority of those fleshy skin people.
You think there'll be any fleshy skin people left in 100 years? I mean, once you can have robot bodies, relatively, I suppose they'll be in different countries. I don't know.
We need fleshy skin people.
For what?
for the human stuff.
Some people will
don't date robots.
Be around. People, human bodies as we know them will be like the movies. They don't go out of business because VHSs are invented. They become less common.
There you go. Well,
don't date robots.
Why not?
Because then the human population goes extinct because nobody's having sex.
Okay, look, man.
The human population
I've watched
is...
Futurama.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a cartoon.
We're going to evolve into robots. It's just going to be an evolution.
Well, there's people are. I'm wearing glasses right now. This is an item that has been added to my body in a sense. I wear it on my body in order to make myself see better. I mean, humans are transforming over time. This whole, sort of Luddite thing you've got, Daryl, it's.
I do not welcome our robot overlords.
Yeah,
they're not going to be your overlords. They're going to be
I know they're not going to be my overlords because I'm going to be dead by then.
Oh, you're going to be one of them, maybe. I mean, if you live long enough, I don't know. I'm probably too old, but you might make it.
They're talking right now. They've got limbs that are being moved by people's minds. You can get a hand. They can pick things up. They can move them around
with their brains. Hand.
And you can't tell me that if you're moving hands around and people in wheelchairs are getting up and walking with exoskeletons, you can't tell me that these two things aren't going to be combined in the next 10 years to give people some kind of robot body or robot augmentation to their body. Now, what is that going to look like? I don't know, but some rich person's going to say, hey, is there any way you can get rid of my feeble old body and put my brain into one of these back in the bowl. Put the brain back in the bowl. Like the old All of Me movie. That's what they're going to do. It seems like that's what they want. I mean, All of Me was from 1984, this movie with Steve Martin and...
Never saw it.
Yeah, it's awesome. You should see it if you haven't
I'm not
it.
A big Lily movie Tomlin. Watcher guy.
Yeah. Put one of the wrestling matches on hold and get yourself a little culture. And, in this...
Hey, I watch football, too, and I work out.
How do you watch football when you don't have a cable hookup?
They've got cable at the gym, so I'll watch football when I'm working out.
There you go.
I've heard this YouTube thing.
Aha, joke's on you.
What's that?
I've heard this. Never mind. I was being
There's
really
this thing called YouTube.
So facetious that I...
Yeah, YouTube
and
is...
BitTorrent.
Are you really going to be able to see a football game on YouTube?
Not on YouTube, but there are websites that you can go to that do streaming of stuff.
I thought they shut those things down relatively quickly.
No, CBS actually will do their Raw feed on Saturdays on CBS Sportsline.
Interesting. Very interesting. Well, there you go. I think that the robot bodies are going to be the way of the future.
No.
Maybe I'm wrong, but it seems like it's coming. It's really supply and demand, and people demand eternal life. So, lengthened lives. Indefinitely lengthened lives. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Are you scared of the robots? 855-450-FREE.
For P150, P150GA, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-809-5580. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call in the next 10 minutes and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-809-5580. That's 1-800-809-5580. 1-800-809-5580.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. Final segment of the evening. It's Mark with you.
Daryl.
And Ridley.
If you want to help support the spread of the ideas of liberty, Free Talk Live is a great way to do it. I think it is the single best use that you can make of your charitable liberty dollar. And the reason I'd say that is that we can make it go farther. We're not paying paychecks like the think tanks and all that stuff is doing with your money. Not saying paychecks need to be paid. It's just that Free Talk Live isn't using your AMP dollars for paychecks. All we're doing is advertising, marketing, and promoting Free Talk Live. So if you'd like to see us on more radio stations where we, you know, people turn on their radios, they hear the ideas of liberty, go and join the AMP program. Yes, there are perks. You can get the AMP-only podcast. It's commercial-free. And the AMP forum, which people – I just had a guy today rejoined Facebook to be in the AMP forum because it's that cool. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com. It's $5 a month. It's not like you're not going to miss it, I swear. amp.freetalklive.com. So we have been across the board this evening, but I really wanted to get to this issue, and we have no calls right now, so I'm going to do that. It turns out that, as I've been saying all along here on Free Talk Live, the United States government is not just ignoring but facilitating child rape in Afghanistan. Now, you need a little bit of backstory here. For whatever reason, different cultures are different, right? Their things are different. Pederasty is something that is relatively common and accepted in the area of Afghanistan, that sort of area of the world. Now, if you want to fight yourself a war, go ahead, Daryl.
You just used a word that a lot of people have probably never heard of before.
I did say child rape earlier.
Right, but you said pederasty. And not everybody is going to make the connection. So just for clarification, define pederasty.
Child rape.
Okay.
So this is, for whatever reason, it's a cultural thing over there. You can make your decisions on that and what you think about it, and all that's fine. But I can tell you that it is really looked down upon here in the United States, and I look down upon it. And so when my tax dollars are being spent to propagate child rape around the world, simply because you want to make good, nice with the local, tough guys in Afghanistan, then you are cheating the heck out of the American people.
This isn't actually particularly news. It's fairly old. This was something like this was going on. I watched a Nova documentary about it in roughly 2011, and they they were already having issues where the U.S. was allied with these warlords that did this stuff, and the Nova crew actually followed one of these people that was doing this stuff to these kids. I think it's called like bacha or something like that in Afghanistan. It's a tradition to some extent.
Yeah, they've got a term here that it's in the it's a bacha bazi. Pretty good. Okay. You did baka bazi or something like that. Yeah, it's called that. The difference is in this story, U.S. soldiers are coming forward and they're saying that they were fired for standing up against this, and that it is happening not just in Afghanistan but on U.S. military bases. That they are told time and again by their command chain to ignore this, and they're not willing to ignore it.
It's probably this fragile system of alliances that they've got with the different warlords and tribal leaders, and that's what was already leading them to look the other way, and now they've taken it a step further.
And this
apparently
is a handful of soldiers, Dave. I mean, this is one of the things that really bugs me, is that I'm told that our boys in green over there are stalwart defenders of freedom and truth and justice in the American way, when a handful of them will stand up against the easiest thing in the world to say
soldiers
is wrong.
You soldiers who are listening to us tonight, how many of you have done something about this or anything else?
I mean, this is it. It's child rape going on base, and I don't care whether it's on base or not. If you're working with people who are child rapists and you know it, you probably should do something about it.
It's pretty easy for me to tell you what I've done about it. I stopped paying my federal taxes. That's what I did about it. And I'll take a hit for that at some point. I've probably already taken some. And what have you soldiers done about it? I've defended you and your freedom. What have you done for me?
I think they're going to have to prove that you make something like over $14,000 a year in order to go after you for not paying taxes, and it's going to be very difficult to prove that, I would think. That's just my guess. But this is the story coming out of the New York Times, and it's talking about Lance Corporal Gregory Buckley Jr. He's gotten, apparently his father believes he got killed over this. There was an officer that was drummed out of the military over it, and it is it's really an issue, and I don't know what to say about it. I'm frightened as I possibly can be for these kids. And, it's not like we're talking about post-pubescent people here. This is pre-pubescent boys that can't make a decision about what's going on. They're, in this one case, these soldiers beat a guy up for having a boy chained. Let's see. The reason that we're here is because we heard the terrible things the Taliban were doing to people, and how they were taking away rights, says Dan Quinn, a former Special Forces captain who beat up an American-backed militia commander for keeping a boy chained to his bed as a sex slave. But we were putting people in power who would do things that were worse than the Taliban did, and that's something the village elders voiced to me. And he's absolutely right. This is, it's nuts.
I want to hear somebody call in to defend the military not stopping this when they know that it's happening.
I don't think anybody could. I don't know.
But there are people that will defend the military no matter what they're doing.
Soldiers.
Defend yourself still being in the military or paying your taxes after knowing this. Defend that, please.
What if they say, well, I'm in Korea or I'm in the United States or whatever, and if I leave, I'm going to go to prison?
Yeah, that's not defending it. That's saying, I'm scared. Well, I'm scared too, but I stopped paying.
Let's go to Robert calling in from Arizona. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. You got to listen to the telephone, not listen to your radio. Thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. I mean, this story about the kid being chained to the bed, it goes on here from the New York Times. The policy of instructing soldiers to ignore child sexual abuse by their Afghan allies is coming under new scrutiny. This is a policy, and everybody knows it. If you don't know that your military is doing that, it's just because you're not informed. We've been talking about it on Free Talk Live for years. Particularly as it emerges that service members like Captain Quinn have faced discipline, even career ruin, for disobeying it. After the beating, this is Captain Quinn beating a guy that was an ally for having a boy chained to his bed on base. Is that one on base? I can't say that for certain. Having a boy chained to his bed. After the beating, the Army relieved Captain Quinn of his command and pulled him from Afghanistan, and he has since left the military.
Oh, that's how you get out.
For the beating, the Army relieved, 4 years later, the Army has also trying to forcibly retire Sergeant First Class Charles Martland, a Special Forces member who joined Captain Quinn in beating up the commander. The Army contends that Martland and others should have looked the other way, a contention that I believe is nonsense. Representative Duncan Hunter, a California Republican who hopes to save Sergeant Martland's career, wrote last week to the Pentagon's Inspector General. Sergeant Martin's case, the Army said it would not comment because of the Privacy Act. Well, we just can't comment on that. When asked about the American military policy, the spokesman for the American Command in Afghanistan, this is Colonel Brian Tribus, wrote in an email, "Generally, allegations of child sexual abuse by Afghan military or police personnel would be a matter of domestic Afghan criminal law." He added that there is no express requirement for the U.S. military personnel in Afghan report it. An exception, he said, would be when rape is being used as a weapon of war. So they're saying, look, it's just really inconvenient to our war effort to do anything about this child rape thing. So, yes, we're going to continue to fund and support people who commit child rape because,
well,
America.
They're funding them now. In 4 or 5 years, they'll be telling us that they're all coming for us. They're all terrorists and they need to kill them, even though they were sending them money earlier.
Yeah,
that's the American pattern. It's the American way.
It'll turn around whenever they feel like turning it around. And, this is wave your flag. You know, say the military's great, but you have to admit that there are hundreds or thousands, I'm going to say tens of thousands of soldiers that are doing nothing about bringing this story to light.
They're like cops.
Check us out in the meantime at facebook.freetalklive.com, our Free Talk Live page, freetalklive.com. You can call in tomorrow. We'll be back at 7 p.m. Eastern time. It's been Mark with you.
Daryl.
And Ridley.
It's Free Talk Live. Drive safe. freetalklive.com.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
Want gold, but also want to stay digital and decentralized on the Bitcoin blockchain? Anthem Vault, providing trusted, world-class vaulting, has your answer with Hayek Gold. Digital, spendable gold inspired by economist and free market philosopher F.A. Hayek. Each Hayek is worth 1 gram of gold and is available right now at AnthemVault.com. Sign up today at AnthemVault.com with promo code FREEDOM to earn 6 months of free storage and 5% off all margins for life. Hayek Gold at AnthemVault.com. Get yours today.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years' experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.